JBQ. Got it, because I know there are 20 voices out there ready to pounce on what you were describing. It's an Etch-A-Sketch is the name of that product. And that is something that we do share. Yeah, but or still is. You know, those things are still available. Probably repackaged or something, you know. It was probably not a very... the screen, it appeared to me to be glass, and rather a thick glass. Never heard of one breaking and hurting a child. But, you know, that's what everybody's about now, product safety and all. But you described it quite well. I got so good with an Etch-A-Sketch that I could write my name in cursive with it. Now, that, and you have to be, it has to be cursive, you know, because you can't pick it up and put it down again. You know, it's everything's connected. So, you know, you and I have talked about cursive and block writing at another point in time, and so an Etch-A-Sketch, you can write with it, but only in cursive. And it does take a lot of brain power to be turning with the two knobs. You have to turn them sometimes together to get a slanting, traveling line on the screen. And then Larry is if you can, well, maybe you can't, I don't know, but those who can write in cursive can imagine the swooping up and then down and then the other swooping around and bringing back. It's like skywriting, you know? But I don't know. Is that something you've ever seen? Skywriting? Some airplanes used to do that. They let smoke come out. I think there was like a smoke generator in the back of the plane. And they wrote something in the sky. And it's very much like writing with an Etch-A-Sketch. KK4JBQ.
If you want to play with one, I'll bring you one when I could see you, Chad, KI4DOS.
KO4NUE. You got an Etch-A-Sketch, Gary?
Yes, sir. It is. It got white knobs on it.
Oh, man. Larry, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I would like to at least hold it and show it to my son. He's no telling what he'd say, you know. They have no recollection of, you know, record players and typewriters, rotary telephones, or, you know, push-button telephones for that matter. We got a big discussion about that, I think, back in Christmas, you know. Dukes of Hazzard and shows like that back in the day, you know. My dad and I, we had a show we watched, I forget the name of it, but with Buford B. Pusser. Walks tall and carries a big stick or something like that. But there was some kind of series or movie about that we'd always watch. But I would like to get my hands on the Etch-A-Sketch. I would. I'd like to just hold it one, just show it to my son. Go ahead, comment.
KO4ZYX. That show you're talking about, was that the old Walk and Talk that they remade a movie with Dwayne Johnson on? Over.
I'm not sure. I don't remember the name of it. But it's the sheriff in town, and he, you know, was always fighting and carrying on with somebody, and he carried this big wooden stick. It may have been Walk and Talk. I can't remember. But Dad, we used to be out in the shop working, and we'd listen to Jerry Clower and, you know, tell jokes and Red Skelton. But, you know, that's the good old days, I guess. was up there digging around in shop the other day and saw some stuff me and Dad used to do, you know. We used to make deer stands in the shop, and we've got some material left over from that. But anyway, I got distracted, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Roger, Roger, yeah. Well, it sounds like we're showing our age. I ain't 40 years old, but I'm about certain the TV show, series, movie you're talking about is Walking Tall. But, oh, yeah, it's all good. I'll turn it back over to y'all. This is KO4ZYX. I'll be monitoring.
All right, bud. You have a good evening. Go ahead, Larry.
K4JBQ, I will confirm that the name of the movie is Walking Tall. And that's the first ever movie I saw that was rated R. R for violence. I mean, they didn't pull any punches in that movie. You want to watch it? It's pretty rough. That guy was no nonsense, no crime in my town, or you know whatever his district was. And he was a ninja with that. It was like a big baseball bat. It was like the Babe Ruth of baseball bats. Huge Louisville slugger, huge. And he didn't carry a firearm, but he could disarm you at the length of the bat or whatever it was, you know, his weapon. He could disarm you just that easy. Oh well, gosh, a lot of stuff on the plate tonight. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm proud to be here. But I will, if there's anybody else left, I will step aside and tell you that tomorrow will be another day, perhaps a good day also. Let's make it so. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Chad.
Sorry, Larry. Nice talking to you. And I'll get this in the mail to you, so you can read it. It's a neat little newspaper, you know. It's anything special. But anyway, I thought you'd find that funny, and glad we got off on a little bit of nostalgia too. That's always fun to talk about. But anyway, 73 to you, and Miss Donna too, if she's listening. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Kurt, Deb, I missed anyone for comments or ragged you. Please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. Peter, back to normal amateur use, 73 to all on the net, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.